AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says he's spending Thanksgiving with friends, family, turkey, and touchdowns. Lots of New Yorkers saw the 90th version of the Macy's Parade, which went off without a hitch.
There was a chill in the air and a heavy police presence on the street, but Tyler Ferry, who came in with his wife and two young children from South Carolina, had no concerns.
Absolutely none. Police did a phenomenal job. They were omnipresent and, you know, you felt great.
They were celebrating wife Jill's 41st birthday.
I've been waiting to do this forever. And so finally, it is Thanksgiving Day. We saw the Macy's Parade and it's check off the bucket list.
And after so many years of watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV, she says it did not disappoint. Julie Walker, New York.
The White House says President Obama called 9 service members who are on deployment. President-elect Donald Trump is with family in Florida. In Washington, volunteers at Pastor William Spence's Central Union Mission fed people who needed a meal on Thanksgiving. Pastor Spence says the poor need more than just a sermon.
Jesus said it this way: if a man comes to your home and he's hungry, give him something to eat, then tell him the gospel. Because if he's hungry, he can't hear you.
And on the East Coast, some stores are already open. The National Retail Federation expects holiday sales will rise more than 3.5% in November and December, which is better than last year. And one game is final in the NFL. The Lions beat the Vikings 16-13. President-elect Trump suggested on Twitter he is trying to prevent Carrier Air Conditioning from moving jobs to Mexico. Trump tweeted, "Making progress, we'll know soon." Carrier has announced plans to move 1,400 jobs to Mexico from Indiana in the coming years. Hurricane Otto has made landfall as a dangerous Category 2 storm on a sparsely populated stretch of the Caribbean north of Nicaragua. It is near the border with Costa Rica. It's bringing heavy rain. This is AP Radio News. The Navy has reported some sailors have been hacked.
The Navy says names, social security numbers, and other sensitive data of more than 134,000 current and former sailors have been compromised. This after a contractor's laptop was hacked. Hewlett-Packard Enterprises told the Navy about the breach late last month. Vice Admiral Robert Burke says the Navy is still in the early stages of its investigation. There's no word on who the hackers are, and there's no evidence yet that the information has been misused. But the Navy has begun notifying affected personnel and is looking into credit monitoring services. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A union representing pilots at German airline Lufthansa says members plan to extend their labor strike through Saturday. The 4-day strike started yesterday and comes amid a long-running dispute over wages. Lufthansa has been forced to cancel hundreds of flights a day, and especially difficult during this holiday season. This is Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.